Hello everyone, it's Gregor from A19 Consulting, and today we're going to talk about IPaaS, Integration Platform as a Service. So is IPaaS the future for Ivanti integrations is what I'm going to talk about. Although the term IPaaS has been around since 2011, the first such services didn't really surface in the Ivanti Neurons for ITSM ITOM world until about 5 years ago with Zapier. So that was back in, just around COVID, before COVID actually. So maybe it's been about 7 years, about 2017, something like that. And Zapier is a company that provides integrations for web applications. At that time, API was, and to a degree still is, very difficult and time-consuming to implement and maintain. So Zapier was touted as the great solution and possibly the future of integrations. However, the lack of features, at least in the Ivanti universe, as well as cost, were the main factors for it kind of fizzling out. I have to say I was really impressed by Workato and the integration that Ivanti demonstrated on a recent show and tell webinar. And it was probably one of the best presentations I had seen by Ivanti that I had come across. And I felt very impressed and excited about what the future holds and hope it's gonna really take off. In any event, Workato is an IPaaS provider and it has three integrations right now for Ivanti. And, there's no secret. I really don't like APIs because they're ever changing and you constantly need to maintain it and you need a developer or two to create and maintain. And in that same time frame, I really champion flat files and XML, as old school as they are. Flat files and XML can be used to get the job done many, many times over in the same time frame. There's even an argument to say that you should have a flat file or XML integration as a precursor to an API integration. After all, you're exchanging data. And the one place that, in the one area that API trumps flat files and XML is instant integration. Right? APIs are instant. However, you could schedule a flat file XML to be created within a millisecond after an action, right? So it might take a few seconds and you have the same result. So I would still lean towards 80% of integrations you can do with a flat file. And then there's the 20% that you have to weigh out. Okay, what are we trying to do? What's cost effective? What can we do now versus what's our long-term goal? And I would look at Workato and IPaaS as the long-term solution for anything more advanced that flat files and XML cannot achieve. However, for that 20% where, well, you need instant access or instant integration, API is a candidate. And Workato wouldn't be instant per se, but near instant, right? And so are flat files and so are XML. So why would I want to use an IPaaS or Workato over flat files or CSV files? Well, it's just the an over API, by the way, because now you have that IPaaS provider, Workato, for example, maintaining those integrations and the back end. You have to maintain your integration, the details of you're trying to do X, Y, and Z, right? You want to create a ticket, you want to update a ticket, you want to create a service request, a change, what have you. You want to update another third-party system, SAP, Jira, or whatever. But the back end, the problem that you have with APIs, the security issues, the need for a developer, the uncertainty of, well, when is something going to change and do we have resources to handle it, right? Do we have staff that is not only capable and has the skill set, but are they available? And is it really time well spent when we can have a service provider maintain that integration? It's not unlike software as a service, right? When it first came out, a lot of people still hung on to the client server implementations. I have to admit I was one of them, right? But it wasn't until a few years later that it was a reality, and the cost and the benefits and the savings and the overall performance was a real reason that made software as a service a more viable option. So when it comes to cost, it's really not unlike hiring a consultant. Sure, the cost might be high up front, but in the long term, the ROI, the return on investment, the cost savings, the increased performance, and the staff morale are quite noticeable when you have integrations and when you're working with providers that are enabling you. And similar to a consultant, right? You can have two full-time staff members, but one consultant can do twice that workload in half the time just because they are an expert in that field. And to be fair, staff members have other housekeeping to do and have other projects and are not fully devoted to a system or don't have the exposure that a consultant has, right? I mean, I've done over 100 implementations, so it's very easy for me to implement a new system. I can do it in my sleep. But for someone that dedicates 100% of their time and it's the first or second or maybe the 10th implementation, they're going to struggle. So it's the same thing with integration platform as a service. Can your in-house staff perform the tasks with API? Probably. Can they maintain it? Probably. But are there other projects that are better suited for them where you're getting more return on your investment and that are more exciting and more rewarding for your staff member to carry out, right? And let the experts, like a consultant, handle your Ivanti implementation and your maintenance and your Ivanti configurations and development and all of that. And on the same token, what about integration platform as a service? It doesn't make sense. And that's a question you're going to have to really ask yourself and really spend some time on. And looking at the longevity of that integration and what's really involved in maintaining it. And yes, can you gain that expertise, but are there people that are more capable and companies and fleets of developers? Like they have teams of developers working on this integration, and they're not just working on your integration. Let's say you have an integration to SAP, right? While they're working, that provider is maintaining and creating that service for companies around the world. So they have a skill set that is quite noticeable. And what is the word that I'm looking for? Well, they have a skill set that's going to be difficult to achieve on your own. Is it impossible? No. But what goes into that, the time, effort that you have to put into it to maintain an integration is really where you got to look at, does it make sense for us to outsource that integration? And are you really outsourcing, or are you just enabling yourself to do more in less time? Because you still have to build the integration, but the tool set is provided to you. Just like you have an Ivanti Neurons for ITSM system. Yeah, sure. You can go and create your own ITSM system. You can create your own database. You can create your own forms and your own yada, yada, yada. And there's, some companies still out there that are doing that. But is that really the business that you're in, is the question you want to ask yourself. Are you in the business of creating APIs, or are you in the business of fill in the blank, right? What is your core business? And is that what you want to focus on? Do you want to focus on supporting your end users and supporting your in-house systems? Or do you want to focus on becoming an API company that specializes in having developers that carry out all those difficult integrations? So I think there's a really strong case for iPaaS. I really hope, and I'm really leaning towards that Workato solution to be one and possibly one of many iPaaS providers that Ivanti Neurons can integrate with. So I think exciting times are ahead.